7:08 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. Antonia Juhas is traveling this week. I'm Brian Edwards Tiekert. And there are 26 days left until the midterms. Time for Tipping Point. We'll start the morning with 3 minutes of horse race. Polls are starting to show post-Kavanaugh sentiment. Not a ton of movement in the Senate races. Arizona and Nevada are still statistical dead heat that Democrats have a chance of flipping. Missouri and Florida are still dead heat that Republicans have a chance of flipping. Democrats had been hoping for a pickup in Tennessee, but that's looking increasingly remote. The latest New York Times poll shows their candidate, former Governor Phil Bredesen, trailing right-wing firebrand Marsha Blackburn by 18 points among likely voters. That's a big slide from September, when almost half the polls showed Bredesen leading. What changed? Possibly the Kavanaugh nomination, which Bredesen came out in support of, but only on the day the Senate voted. Seems like a pretty good way to tick off both sides of that fight. It'll be a few more days before we see whether Bredesen gets any kind of bump out of his endorsement by country music star Taylor Swift. Bad news for Democrats in North Dakota as well. Incumbent Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp had already been consistently polling below her Republican challenger. Then on Tuesday, the Supreme Court rejected a request to block a new voter ID law in that state. That's expected to knock a lot of Native Americans off the voting rolls. They are disproportionately Democratic voters, so Heitkamp's job just got harder. Moving down the ballot, Democrats are competitive in a shockingly large number of races for governorships that are currently held by Republicans. In Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Nevada, Maine, Florida, Arizona, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Georgia. A big deal if those red states elect blue governors, because every state redraws legislative districts after the 2020 census. Democratic governors who get elected now can veto partisan gerrymanders then, which could put more Democrats in the House in 2022. Probably the most interesting of those governor's races is the one in Georgia. A public policy poll released yesterday shows Democrat Stacey Abrams tied 46-46 with Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams would be the first black woman governor in the nation's history, and she is banking on organizing. In 2014, she ran an operation that registered 800,000 new voters in Georgia. Her opponent, Brian Kemp, is Secretary of State, which means he has the power to purge the voters that she's been signing up. The AP just published an investigation showing Kemp rejected 53,000 new voter registrations this year because there was not an exact match between the names on the registrations and the names in other state records. 70% of the registrations he rejected were for black people. That's it for the horse race, but we will stick with the governor's races, and specifically that one in Georgia, as we move on to stuff that matters.